This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to the Wild Magic School Bus. We're so glad you could come aboard. My name's Zach, and before we begin our adventure, a quick word of warning. This Dungeons & Dragons podcast may contain fantasy violence, language, mature themes, and other sensitive subjects. Listener discretion is always advised. Now, if you're ready, let's find our seats, make sure your bus buddy is accounted for, and let the adventure begin.
Yes, Drew, I will also come. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wild Magic School Bus, and welcome oh, my God, I lost it. God damn it.
No, just keep it rolling. No cuts.
The most unprofessional D&D podcast you will ever hear. I, of course, am your DM, Calvin Piper, and these fine folk play the game of D&D with me. Tonight's front players, just go out of the room and introduce ourselves. What's your favorite ice cream?
Oh. Hi, I'm Will, and... I play Barrios, the Tabaxi Sorcerer. I am straight edge, but I love to get half baked with Ben and Jerry.
This guy.
You're right, I should have restone that. I should have done that from the top. I regret all of this
nope,
now.
We're in there. Calvin's coming.
This is just like straight up ice cream flavors, right? Like,
or ice cream. Okay. Desserts, just pick one.
Okay, my name is, okay.
Can I ask? Is it
no, you can't. You can't. You're not.
He likes
I mean,
a good...
that you declare I am straight edge.
He just wants people to know that he doesn't fight, chew, or drink, chew, or hang out with those who do, or something like that.
Dare, dude. You ever heard of the program?
I really like that you're keeping that energy going, like what energy in going? The world.
Don't peer pressure
dare
me.
Dare and straight it. No.
I'm not going to sip on your cigarillos.
Moving on to the next one. Michelle, keep going.
We got things to do.
My name's Michelle. I play Nell, the little forest gnome. I don't remember the name or the brand. It's like the one that comes in like the big kind of like tub.
Belfonte.
No.
Bluebell.
Maybe.
Eddie's.
I don't know.
I thought it was Edie's.
Big tub? Plastic tub?
No, not
paper?
Plastic tub. Not. It's like Blue a paper. Bell. Okay. They have a Christmas cookie one that comes out every once in a while around Christmas.
Is there like a little peppermint flavor to that? Is that why it's Christmas?
No, but it's like there's like sugar cookies and like other stuff. There's like humps and stuff. And
I'm
I think
down.
About
is it a
it
local
every...
brand?
I don't know. No, it's not.
Why doesn't Chateau do ice cream?
I know, dude. That would be amazing.
Brenham. Texas.
Brenham. Briars.
Briar.
Dune 2, out in theaters.
Our first sponsor tonight.
We a sick first sponsor.
Subscribe today and you get a popcorn bucket.
Oh, no. We're going to make our popcorn bucket so gross, guys.
I'm Maddie B, and I play Wyatt Masterson, the Herengon Rogue. And... we have a lovely ice cream shop here in Kansas City, Betty Ray's.
Yeah.
And this summer they had a banana pudding ice cream that was insane. It had chunks of banana and vanilla wafer in it. So good.
Okay,
so good.
Have any of you ever had their chicken and waffle?
I have not. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Bits of real chicken in there.
Correct. No, yeah. Correct.
Legit.
Yeah.
Legit.
They did
it
a
is fried chicken.
I tried.
Oh,
their and waffles.
Their barbecue.
They did a burnt ends one.
Yeah,
was
the
like
burnt
that.
End one
with like meat burnt meat. Ends in it.
Yeah. Madman.
Nothing
absolute
like
madman.
Frozen cow fat.
Truly.
Do you imagine in partnership with Culver's, Betty Ray's releases their butter burger?
Oh, God.
Oh,
that
would
be so bad. Shredded butter burger.
Bingo. Ritz, bits of real burger.
Some and, cheese curd because, in there.
Because we
ribbons did. Of butter in the ice cream.
We didn't want the ice cream to overtake that wonderful butter burger flavor, so we just used a sweet cream ice cream.
Bingo.
No flavor, bingo. Just sweet cream. Just you get butter burger flavor.
Just
all the way
just
through.
Burger, but cold.
Oh no!
I can taste the pickles.
No, thank you.
I love mustard pickles and ice cream.
What up? I'm Zach. I play Kestis Thimbleweed, and I am a chocolate chip cookie dough boy through and through. I love a chocolate chip cookie dough.
Bless.
Each and every day.
Each nothing and every wrong day with it. You have
it? Hey, everybody, this is Drew C. Riley. Nope. I play Connie, Constance, Connie the Reach, the main character of this.
Whoa!
Oh! Whoa.
Right. That's wow. Where the energy's coming
what
from.
What a declaration! Yeah. I can't believe it took us 24 episodes to figure out who the
that's
main character is.
You're doing
think
the
I killed the wrong
alone.
Bravo last week.
No, you would do it, though.
You got it. All you hour and a half, 90 minutes.
I dropped
before you answer.
Two edibles before coming. Huh?
Before you answer, I feel like it would be... What do we all think? Before you answer, what do we all think he is?
You got it.
Based
everyone knows it.
What is ice cream?
What do you think his ice cream would be?
Salty.
You're a rum.
I mean, salted
bitch.
Caramel.
I was going to go like a butter pecan.
I think Drew is a more like OG kind of
yeah,
flavor like that.
I
maybe
some
like
kind
a
of
mint
school.
Chip even.
Yeah, I would say a mint chip.
Yeah. I don't see that for you.
Yeah, that is too. That's too basic.
It's too. It's the mint. It's too much.
For his ailing constitution,
should I just say it?
You should say it. So yeah, we should just so we can move
vanilla.
On.
Thank you very much.
Oh my god! And actually, I changed my answer because now I've been thinking about it long enough, and I remember when Christopher Elbow, the world famous chocolatier, had an ice cream shop in Kansas City called Glace, and they had a goat cheese and wildflower honey ice cream circa 2016, and that's all I want now.
Yeah.
Dude, I went on a date with a girl when I was in high school.
Was
and,
she straight edge?
She was not.
Oh.
At the time, she might have been. She was 14.
How old were you?
That's
as
just
were
lame.
You.
Nice try.
Okay.
That's not straight edge. It's lame.
But we went to a buffet, and she got ice cream. And this is the first girl I ever dated, so I was trying to be chivalrous and get what she got. She got vanilla ice cream, and then she went to the other side of the buffet and added bacon bits, black olives, and pickles.
Ooh.
And not as a joke, for shoot, she ate it.
Did you?
Yes.
I love Kelsey, but why didn't you marry that girl?
Huh?
That's no, so too, cool.
Too okay. Stunned to speak.
You said you love vanilla ice cream.
I
and
do.
And she took your vanilla ice cream no. And dumped on it
dude,
thrice.
My wife's favorite ice cream is literally, she would say, whatever has the most stuff in it.
She's not here for the ice cream.
No.
So she likes the movies with an ensemble cast. She doesn't want, like, don't give me a main character. Like, give me Ocean's 11.
Stuff in it is the funniest
so
answer.
No, I
to
get
question.
It, though. Because, so, like,
she
when you
want,
go to get ice cream,
she doesn't want main characters
because
she is the main character.
You just want to feel your body shutting down.
Like, so then she probably likes Yogurtini, where you can just...
You just dump stuff
yeah.
Have half a bowl
we
of
went
toppings.
There.
Have some
yeah,
boba, some graham crackers.
Yeah. I think she might have, like... Satisfied that urge at Yogurtini. That's like.
Oh, rest in peace.
Well, we're gonna go around the table and keep listing toppings for ice cream as we jump into episode 24 of the Wild Magic School
Ooh,
Bus.
That's like the episode that we made BLTs. Remember, we started BLT and we went around the room. You had the avocado.
Oh.
Stone ground mustard.
Yeah.
A yeah. Good cheese.
The intro was just ingredients.
Oh, sorry. Beep. Beep.
Nope.
Beep.
It's, okay. It's over now. I've already faded it out. I was hoping you guys would just start like throwing out topping names. No one did it. That's great.
What are you talking
that.
About?
Cherry.
You just.
Cookie butter.
It's too late, Zach.
Pretend all that stuff was on vanilla ice cream.
I thought.
BLT ice
I thought,
cream, man.
Yeah, apparently you could put bacon and all of
bring your microphone close
there.
So I can barely see you.
I thought he was shaming us, so I
that's
like gotten
a little bit better, actually. That was not bad.
Guys, what's about to happen?
So the last time we were here, the adventurers had come to the end of the 3 days celebration in the city of Eldamar. The celebration was going off without any issues. The Vox Populi was about to vacate their vessel and transfer their essence into a new vessel, thus ushering in the new era of Udall and Tal Rudmal as a whole. But right at the moment that was about to happen, something went terribly, terribly wrong. And before the party could begin to even ascertain what had actually happened, chaos broke out. Fey creatures of various forms and fashions began to lose their charm and begin to mutate into these horrible, unearthly creatures, which then proceeded to attack and slaughter the masses that were surrounding them. The group quickly jumped into action and began to take them down using skill and speed and spells, and came out victorious at the end. After that fight, everyone was rushed back to the Brava compound, where they were safe for the time being. While they were resting at the compound, a conversation was had between Constance and his grandfather, Grandpa Leo, where Grandpa Leo spoke his concerns about the Brava family and hoped that Connie would help him make things right by bringing balance back to the family, letting go of some of their earthly power and beginning to focus on what made them great. Connie agreed naturally and was rewarded with a grandfather who died in his arms. In the chaos that ensued, everyone was captured and thrown into dark cells, where it was revealed finally that it is not Uncle Zoo behind all this, but Connie's own mother. The one orchestrating this whole family. She confronted Constance and beseeched him to not see his, what she called, grandfather's weakness. And when he declined, she gave him up to a strange jailer and judge who sentenced the entire group, rather unjustly, to a place known as the Void. And that is where we find ourselves tonight. Time has passed in these prison cells, these dank, dark cells with little to no light streaming through. You don't know how much time has passed, but you're beginning to feel as though more than a day or two. This is after the conversation that was had with Constance and his mother. In the few days that follow, you all are kept in your cells, fed with a meager kind of like pulpy drink that's sweet to the taste but is thick, which basically is the thing that is giving you not only sustenance, like substance, but also liquids.
Like malt thick?
Yeah.
Or like Greek yogurt thick?
I'm thinking like malt.
Like malt thick. Like malt thick.
Boy.
That's glorpy.
You've conjured such a deeply unpleasant image.
Yeah.
What's the temperature? Are we drinking this room temp?
Oh, yeah, it's room temperature.
Gross. We're all like, all right, kill us.
It
we
is,
gotta get out of here.
It is. It has
this is my favorite texture and temperature.
It has a.
I'm so happy right now.
It has a slightly sweet aroma and taste.
Ooh, I like that. every time he gets food, Connie's like, yeah.
Connie gets Stockholm syndrome in 4 minutes.
Not even. it has a slightly sweet texture or taste and aroma, and it's not bad. And honestly, after a few days of kind of holding out, most of you, unless you specifically decline, I would assume, take the thing that is given to you.
And then time for another round of glorp.
Glorp. Kind of, you know, he does the whole thing where you like, you know, it's not going to get any warmer, right? It's already room temp. So he takes that sip and waits 20 minutes to see if it's poison every time.
Oh, yeah.
Every time. But that's how he always eats.
Sure.
Which is really awkward at restaurants.
Everyone else is eating their food.
Terrible
he's
turnover.
He's just
eaten
one
type.
Bite. And he's
You've
like,
never
wait.
Eaten oh, chips and salsa in your entire
can
life.
Can you imagine
it's all
you're
gone.
Like, you're ready to go, and he's like, actually, I will have the tiramisu. It's like, oh.
Now we gotta wait another 30 minutes.
But as the hours or days wear on, the indeterminate amount of time. There is one day where a jarring at the door, chains rattle, doors open up, and footsteps begin to descend. As they do...
I'm hissing at the lights.
Anyone who is in here, go ahead and make a... If you want, to make a perception check as this is all going on.
Wouldn't that be a fun way to reveal that some of us aren't here? Guess I can't make one.
That's weird.
All right, Connie, don't.
Ooh.
Perception.
Do we all roll good?
25. 20. 21. 22.
Whoa.
We won. We won. We get out of jail.
Pass go, baby.
Let me roll for Matt.
With your...
No. Gaines was a nat 19.
With your...
No, just tell us the whole rest of this.
Sure. No,
just
absolutely.
Go ahead and send me your notes for this
absolutely.
Session.
So the thing that everyone notices right away is that it's really hard to focus on these individuals. In fact, it's really hard to move or think or really create a
is
cohesive... train of thought.
I think it is.
Not the slurry.
To the point where, like, as you're pulled out of these cells and up into the dark of night, where the moon is full, but it is still dark out here, you are trundled quickly into large metal caravan or wagons, loaded in and locked in. You can feel the ebb of the anti-magic fade away. But even in those moments, you still can't even, like, coherently, even if you wanted to cast a spell, you can't even think far enough ahead to, like, cast it correctly. Think of it as in, like, a magical nitrous oxide to where it's just, it's hard to wrap your minds around it. But nevertheless, all of you are trundled into these wagons, doors locked, little slits on the sides allowing you to see a little bit, and the wagons begin to quietly rumble through the city of Eldamar in the dead of night.
Is it, like, chill? Are we, like, this kind of...
I think you know what's going on. You just cannot string enough thought together to do anything about it.
Okay. So it's kind of like one of those dream states where...
Yeah.
Like I can't move.
I mean, if you're scared, then yeah. But,
it might be scary.
Because
again,
my character
no...
tends to be drunk. Do I have any sort of...
advantage?
Right. That's crazy. You don't.
Oh,
that's
what?
A great...
I
it's a great
like
question,
I,
though.
My body is used to like,
I also agree
thinking
that
through
he...
a haze.
That would be alcohol, which this is not. So
that is
I've
great.
Gotten very high
he
and spent a lot of time staring at the moon.
He may have partaken in other things.
When you say you're straight-edge, does that mean like you don't like do like THC or anything?
Are you talking about?
Why would he watch? I don't think that's on YouTube TV. I don't think you watch that channel anymore. No, is THC on YouTube?
No. After Little People Big World got taken off, I gave up.
That's right.
Awesome. Trebuchet Trouble. I'll never forget that episode.
Where they're launching pumpkins
the,
at the farm.
Oh my gosh, I thought they were launching little people, and I was like, you.
They took the first son.
The title is the misleading.
What, they launched that one regular size kid?
Yeah.
Because they're just like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, but they had
and
it calibrated for little people.
Build our new home.
Right.
Yeah. They had it calibrated for the little brother, and then when the big brother did it, it literally overspun and slammed straight into the earth.
You're like,
never let him go.
The cost of building their new home is going to be so much cheaper.
Oh
20
God.
Grand. We have the most stacked place.
That's always the risk of the trebuchet.
Everything is 20% off in their new home.
Oh my gosh.
Because they had a deal with Home Depot. What are you thinking?
Oh my gosh.
I was
yeah, if he was talking about their size, it would have been like 49% off.
Okay, y'all.
The wagons make their way through the city. The sound of cobblestone clanking against the wooden wheels as night wears on. The city, while still pretty vibrant for the most part, even in the late hours of the night, strangely quiet the roads that you take. If you were more, Kessis, if you were more aware, you'd probably realize that they're taking roads that you're familiar with, back roads, side roads that most people don't traverse. Places that you go where you know you don't want to be seen.
Clarifying question.
Yes.
Are we able to see the moon all throughout this?
I would say yes at this point. So you're in a wagon now, kind of like a paddy wagon, up against the side.
Save me.
You are shackled. Your hands and feet are shackled to themselves, not to anything in these wagons. And there are iron bars that kind of give you maybe about 4 to 5 inches of space between each bar so that you can see outside.
Are we together in separate wagons?
You're definitely in separate wagons. So I would say the four of you are probably in your own wagon, which would be Boreos, Nell, Wyatt, and Connie. You are all in one wagon. Kessis, however, is in his own wagon. And Zook, who, if anyone was paying attention, is passed out cold. Lightweight. That man cannot... he's out. He was also...
Can't hold his glorp.
Also put into his own wagon. So there's three wagons total. Actually...
He's rolling back and forth on his...
They just put stoppers in the ends of his shell so he can't...
Yeah, they just rolled him over onto his back.
He can't do it.
Can I do something?
You most certainly
so
can.
So we've got enough space to basically get like our hands out?
Yeah, I mean, you could stick your hand... Yeah, your hands balls, are like... Your hands are now restrained by the bar that is in front of them, but yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and just stare at the moon with like those Puss in Boots cat eyes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I would like to try to cast Dancing Lights, just the cantrip.
Sure. Go ahead and roll an Arcana trick for me.
That's a natural 4, which with my massive Arcana boost of... That's 5.
Yeah. You begin to... call upon the magic that you know to cast the moonlight. And while you can feel the magic around you, again, it's almost as if it's past this like membrane. You just can't touch it. And the spell does not activate.
Okay. I'm just going to stay out there with my hands outstretched.
Sure.
Yep.
Sure.
So we're still kind of in a magically...
Yeah, as of right now, it's probably been... Yeah. I would say it's probably been a couple hours since you had your last meal, so to speak. So yeah, whatever effect is on you is still currently on you.
Okay.
We're not in like a catatonic, like, that 70 show basement high.
Oh,
we're
no.
Dulled.
Yeah, right? You're dulled. Everything is muffled almost.
Okay.
So...
like being inside a jelly.
So we've got a head cold.
Yeah.
Like, if anyone ever played the Jello. Call of Duty where it was the numbers mason, like you couldn't see much, that was kind of the vibe. Like you can't really move or see, but anyhow, that's a throwback. And
looking around, can I tell whether, so this cart, is it like the door, is it something that is just like bars that you can potentially like reach through, or is it just like completely enclosed?
So I would say that the sides of it, probably about 2 feet worth of the sides of the wagon have evenly spaced bars, maybe about probably about 16 inches or so tall, just a chunk of a rectangle where these bars are, where you can be able to move, like stick your hands out of. The back of it is a metal door that some sort of a locking mechanism went through. You heard it like clank shut as you were loaded into it. The top of it is kind of rounded. Again, mostly metal. The inside has some wooden components to it, but it is a mostly metal device.
I'm getting
so
some
there's
serious.
Nothing like an old school like door that where the keyhole actually like goes through.
No, whatever locking mechanism it is on the outside of this.
But they're bars.
Not on the doors, just on the outside.
Yes, yeah, so no, I can't, the, even the if there was.
Some of the walls. it some of them are. It's not fully
child catcher vibes from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Kind of.
It's, like, yeah.
It's not something that
there's barred window. There's a barred rectangular window on either side, but everything else is encased.
Not a Mad Max kind of prison carriage, but like an old west paddy wagon.
But more covered.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yes, that's kind of the vibe, and is a mixture again. Is a mixture of metal and wood, obviously, because a fully metal one would be super heavy,
and a fully wood one would be super flammable.
It'd be very easy to burn. But yeah, and
it's the only reason not to do it.
So everyone is loaded into these and begins to make their way.
Pitch, it'll make it waterproof.
Begins to make their way through the city.
Set fire to it, just like burns.
Man, one of your ancestors was a wagon here in the 1700s, and people loved him. And then they got those wagons out on the plains, and the natives loved him.
This guy.
Oh, man.
As this is going on, Kestis, you are in your own. You're in your own. Cage. And it's almost like a saving grace in this moment because the voices are very quiet in this weird stupor that you're kind of like this weird kind of state you're in. But as you're kind of sitting there just trying to like your mind is reeling, everyone's trying to like comprehend what's going on while being able to see what's going on. You are in your own wagon towards the back of the line. As it's trundling along, you hear the sound of something clatter in an alleyway before the wagon kind of rocks a little bit. And you kind of like blearily look over to the window and you can see hands grab the bars and lift their head up. And you see the like round kind of like wide eyes of William, who looks up and goes, "Hold on, get this." And he drops back down and you hear the wagon rocks again a little bit. And you hear the driver grumble something, but nothing goes on. And then another rock as hands grab, lift themselves up as it's still rolling along. But this time it's Sarah. And she just looks at you through the bars. Doesn't say a word.
I'm not sure how we ended up here.
It's gonna be okay. William couldn't get the door open. And you hear like a little clang behind the door. He's like, "Son of a bitch!" As he's like struggling to get it. And they're like, "Are you going to the void?"
That's, that's what the fella in gray said the other day. I gotta be honest, I'm more than a little...
We don't want to... And she, like, looks over as, the wagon kind of rocks for a minute. It's loud because of the metal kind of, like, squeaking and grinding. So she's keeping her voice as low as possible, but is at any moment. But she just kind of puts her head between the... as close as she can and just goes, I wish there was something we could do.
Hey, it's it's gonna be all right. It's just sort of a field trip. I'll be back. Don't worry too much about me. Actually, believe it or not, one of my my new friends has done this before. Has been to the void and been back. So I'm sure this is gonna be just sort of a walk in the park. The cat fella has dealt with this. So hopefully this'll just we'll be back before you know it.
You're really good at protecting us. I know this isn't the trip we were wanting to take. just wanted to... I really think... And as it happens, you hear, what the... And she's, shit! And she drops down. And you hear her pattering off. And someone's like, hey, what's on the... And as you hear boots hit the ground and, like, your wagon slows for a moment. And boots tromp off into an alleyway. And it's silent for a moment. Wagon's not moving. Nothing's going on.
Probably too late. As just moving slowly as the two of them are running off. It's just a sort of weak. Just, I'll meet you in the grove when I'm back.
You hear silence for a moment, and then underneath the wagon, just a little. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take it. You gotta believe I didn't mean to take it.
Hey. Ooh. Hey. This is not on you. This is a whole different thing. Were you at the festival? Did you see people changing? I don't think you had anything to do with that.
It was really scary.
Hey, you're not kidding, buddy. But hey, you got through it. You're on the other side of scary now. Now, I don't know if you saw, but me and my friend sort of took care of that. So yeah, if you ever think something else scary shows up, remember, me and my friends are a whole lot scarier than that.
Not as scary if you're not here.
I'm already on my way back, William.
At the Grove?
At the Grove.
You hear a little ding ding as one of the gold pieces that you had given him a couple days ago lands inside. For the right back. And then he scampers off into the darkness. As on the other side, you hear lights and lanterns as a dumb wolfinch crumble around. The wagon rocks as the jailer gets back on it, hitches up his creatures, and the wagon rolls off once more. The following few...
Are you telling me Misty Step doesn't work?
Yeah, does anyone else want to try something while we're in here? We've got a minute.
I mean, that was my... I was going to... So there's a window. Is there a way for me to just like stick my face up to the bars?
There most certainly is a way to stick your face up to the bars.
Maybe get some like
it's got to be on the other side. Barrios is taking one size window.
Air.
Okay. Oh, we're all in the same one. I forgot.
Get some wait, air, we're in the fresh same one. Air to see Hold if on. I can like.
You miss out on a lot of dialogue opportunities.
Hold on. Go ahead. Fine.
Just to get some fresh air and see if that like changes. Any, like, hoping for at least a little bit of maybe soberness or whatever it is to try to cast Misty Step.
You stick your head out the window into the darkness of the city and kind of try to take a couple deep breaths. I mean, you feel lucid a little bit, but it's like, a dip in cold water is not going to clear this one up. All the way. You can definitely try to cast a spell if you want to.
Sure. I mean, sure. Okay. I mean, what can it hurt?
Go ahead and roll an Arcana check for me.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So 10?
Yeah, you just, for some reason, you know the semantic components to do this spell, but you start the first bit of it and you, God, did I just do that already? And so you do it again and then you do the next one. You're like, ah, but there's another one in there that I'm missing. And it's just, you cannot, it's just not there.
Hey there, Wyatt, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, I was just trying to see if I could do anything to get out of here. Maybe, thought maybe getting some fresh air might sober me up. Whatever's fogging my mind, I can't get past it.
Well, do we have our balance? And I'm gonna try to balance on one foot because I'm little enough. I feel like there's just enough room for me.
Make a dexterity check for me.
DC 35.
just a straight up dex check. Yeah. 9. 9.
You stand pretty well for a minute, and then there's a hole in the road, and you topple over.
Not to be the rain cloud on this beautiful moonlit evening, but hope dies first.
Sorry, Hope.
What does that even mean?
It means the first thing that we lose is hope. And then we lose everything else.
No,
after that.
She lost her balance first.
That's not hope. My thinking is if we can all get our wits about us enough, maybe we can lure the guard back here to open it up and check on us.
Hey, I like any idea that is working toward us getting out of here.
I'm not going to the void. I can't do another nickel.
Hold on.
I serve my nickel. You come and take me.
I had a thought, and then stuff happened. But it's coming back. And it's something to do with Wyatt.
What do you got? I mean,
Wyatt?
I might be able to do something if we can lure him back and get him to open the door. Hit you.
Hard. Like you mean it. Intend harm.
Nell hasn't got up, and so she's just gonna bite your ankle. Real.
No, Nell, not you, not you. No, it's gotta be him.
Sorry, can you please roll a d4? Yeah, can we get just a little damage on the bite?
Listen, remember you said you needed to get sober. Maybe,
yeah.
If you attack me, then your mark will retaliate against you. It just hurts. It's not terrible, but.
It may or may not kill you. But you forgot that part.
But where you're going, you're already dead.
But
anyway.
The point is, it will alert my sister and other magic users in the family to your whereabouts and that you were doing harm to a Brava. And they will come running if there's loyalty to me at all, still at all, which is really kind of in question. But hey, kill two birds with one stone, right?
No, bring down treasonous bitches.
I mean,
if
I'm being honest, I'd rather not be one of those birds.
No, I don't think that's not what I meant. No, I meant maybe it gets us out of here, and we figure out like that there's still loyalty in the Bravas, and then the Bravas
know that something's happening, because for all we know...
As he's talking, I'm going to hit him.
go ahead and roll an attack at disadvantage.
Disadvantage? Mm-hmm.
Disadvantage?
I mean, he's not trying not to get hit.
This isn't so much you him missing you, it's him being able to hit you.
Right, no.
12.
Is a 12 hit? Okay. You reach out and...
Even when he wants to get hit, Connie's still just like...
You just kind of lightly just pat him on the... With your two hands, you just kind of...
Taking over.
On his knee.
What? Nothing. It can't be that hard to just reach out and just punch somebody in the face, especially if he's standing still wanting to be hit.
But if he's not because he's high and you're not because you're high...
That's true. But if you've ever been on nitrous oxide... It's kind of one of those things where it's like, damn, I don't know how to move this arm.
Don't they use nitrous oxide in all of the Fast and Furious movies? I'm pretty sure it makes you a lot faster.
That's how they do all the things they should do. No, that's how they do all the crazy stuff.
And we got family.
Boom.
And that's what we're saying.
Boom. We got family.
Family and Coronas.
When you're here, problem solved. Your family.
Can I see a guard at all?
As you look for that, you hear the sound of a wagon come to a stop at the outside of one of the edges of the city. And you hear a couple guards, some Vox Populi, lanterns come over and like, "Oh, now what's going on here?" And one of the drivers begins to talk to him, and he says,
"Don't worry about it, my lord. Just a couple of prisoners headed towards the coast."
Oh, you should worry. You should worry pretty hard, because this is Connie Brava back here. You know, ooh. Connie the Rocket.
As Connie's talking, I'm going to try one more time. I'm going to be more specific.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to grab his arm and bite it.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
I'm literally just...
Go ahead and make an attack roll at
disadvantage.
Disadvantage.
It can't be that. If I've got a hold of his hand, even if it's just like a little bit of...
Yeah, but what if you got a bad case of mushmouth?
I'm not saying it's a miss. I'm just... go ahead.
I mean, hopefully maybe it knows my brain or my heart or whatever and knows that I'm trying to attack you and then it
just
lets.
Sure. Maybe your arm will feel pain because I want to hurt it.
Maybe it's just the intent.
Man.
Bad intentions and impure heart.
I was like, started today and I was like, man, I wish that tattoo that Connie has was like the dark mark. Just be like,
just need to go ahead and walk.
Huh?
The Dwok Mwok.
The Dwok Mwok, yeah.
None of them were Boston.
Wyatt, if you just lead with your incisors, can I give him inspiration?
Yeah, you should help him bite.
because he's rolling now.
Oh,
you have to inspire him before it happens.
I was trying to, as soon as he just clicked the button.
It's okay. It is fully not going to make a
difference. Let it be known that, quote unquote, I antagonize the DM at noon.
Yeah, well, we haven't gotten to you yet. What'd you roll?
It's at disadvantage.
Correct.
Even though I have the dude's hand in my
Once again, it's not necessarily a miss. What'd you roll?
Well, the first one was a 12. The second one was a 2.
Okay. So you bite him.
Huh.
Nothing.
Ooh, you gave him a nasty hickey. You got prison foul.
There's a little...
You kind of drooled on him.
I looked down to see, like...
Is it supposed to glow or something?
I don't.
What a weird first sexual encounter for this.
I don't think so.
You put it on my arm and you don't know what it does.
We could have had a first kiss in the last scene and said we've got
rage. Yeah. Use the fury. Use your anger at me for not being prepared.
While they're doing that, I would like to. So, because his spell didn't work because he couldn't figure out these somatic and verbal components,
sure.
I'm going to try to subtle spell a charm person at the guard. To see if that gives me any help.
Read me the subtle spell.
Back to features and traits. Explicitly, it says, when you cast a spell, you can spend one sorcery point to cast it without any S or V components.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And what is the material component of Charm Person?
Fucking my personality.
Well done, sir.
What do you want from me?
You're fine. No, it happens is to really be a little is? Piece of straw found on the bottom of a cart.
You,
it's a rabbit's hair.
Again,
there is not a material.
A hairless
there
is cat
not.
Thank you.
So, this is You are correct. You don't have to use a verbal or somatic component to cast this spell. This is not so much a roll for the effect of the spell. This is a roll for your capacity to concentrate on the spell. So go ahead and make another Arcana check for me.
Everyone be quiet.
9? With inspiration.
Your AC?
I might, she didn't say it.
No. No, so you cast the spell, and you feel it take hold for a moment, and then your mind slips, and you go, what was I doing? And the spell's gone. But as they're having this conversation, and you hear the guards,
that he was, for a second, charmed?
The guard?
Yeah.
Unknown. Because the conversation that's being had right now is the guy in the wagon is, oh, you should... Some prisoner's headed for the couch, and then you shout the whole cons thing, and then there's a whole argument, and someone's biting. You, because you're paying attention to the guard, see one of the Vox guards look in for a second. But before he can say anything, though, the jailer goes, oh, "We have a pass from the Brava family. If you wish," and he hands him parchment. The guard takes it, opens it up, and goes, "I'll show you."
No, that's from my mom. She's a baddie.
Hands it.
Okay, can I try to shadow step to the guard?
Hell yeah.
Sure. Go ahead and roll an Arcana check.
A forgery. That's not...
The dice agree with the narrative here.
Truly.
You attempt to concentrate on the shadow step, and you cannot focus.
Misty step.
No.
Do you keep throwing stuff at the
wall? Connie just yells Misty Step.
Just shouts it.
Hey, a Misty Step. That's not my mom.
Slowfall. Silence. Darkness. I cast Nah.
I will give you this opportunity because you were looking at the guard intently. I'll give you a chance to roll a perception check. And it will be a disadvantage.
It will be a disadvantage?
It will be a disadvantage because of the drink.
Because of the glorp.
15.
You hear in the moment as he's shouting things, the Vox guard hands the pamphlet back, looks at the wagon, looks back at the guy and goes, I thought Sweetwater was illegal. And the jailer goes, I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about. And yeah, and the wagons go off.
I thought what was illegal?
Sweetwater? Nella's motion sick, and she barfs through the bars.
Mostly hits the bars and trickles down, so now you have to sit in it.
Wyatt still just doesn't want to get up, and he's gathering himself, and you see him go one more time.
Yes!
And you see him go, yeah! And try to swing it again.
Throws himself with all of his might.
Make a attack roll at disadvantage.
While Connie is attempting to yell.
2 15s, that's all we need.
No! It's my mom! They've all turned on me!
We got a 16.
16.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hold on, give me something higher. 20. Give me something higher.
20.
It's cocked.
It's cocked and in the crevice.
I've had a dollar for every time I was
cocked in the crevice. 17! Yeah. So it's a 16.
That looks like it's cocked against
plus? A 16?
It is not.
It's not. It's sitting
it
flat.
It is not.
Plus?
16?
Yes.
Plus anything?
What's your AC? No.
16.
Okay. Meets a beat. So go ahead and do... What's your strength modifier?
-1.
-1.
So you do no damage. An unarmed strength is your strength modifier. You do no damage. As the wagons...
Yes.
No, but I have a +2.
To your strength modifier?
No, but it says to my hit, DC, it says a +2. So technically that would mean
that's to make contact. That's not to...
What's the number next to it?
But I hit.
It's a 0. Yes. Buddy. I'm so sorry.
But it's almost like if you get hit by a toddler. Like, yes, there was contact made.
I'm trying, man.
And the toddler did wind up a while, TJ. They went...
Yeah, people's elbow.
That's so
They
bad.
Did. They
I'm
did.
Trying. That was, I got good. So close. I was raring. Yeah!
It's so funny.
Just calling
you
out.
You are still soft like a rat.
It's like, ooh.
My arm, you just...
Thank you.
If we could get you a little weaker, you could actually just punch and heal us.
Yeah.
It would do negative damage, believe it or not.
Because it at least all hit. It didn't
I know.
Fuck, why did I even hit. Mock you? What is...
six rolls that never should have happened.
Because even a success is still failure.
That all happened.
Incredible.
Connie grabs his hand, grabs Wyatt's hand, and punches himself in the face.
Ooh, bold strategy.
Misses.
Just desperately trying to do.
Like a rabbit nunchuck.
Make a strength check at disadvantage.
A strength check at disadvantage. 13.
Does not hit your AC.
What do you do?
Kess is just vibing out looking at the moon in a different wagon.
This is great. You're like, was that talking to somebody? The band leaves Eldmar behind.
As they're like doing their thing, I'm still just staring at the moon. Like,
turns out that was Sweetwater. So it's really a moot point, but if it makes you feel better, you can keep trying.
What? What's Sweetwater? Do we know?
Make a history check at disadvantage.
That was 1d20.
10.
No, you have to roll again.
It rolled 2. One was a nat 20, one was 11.
Oh, shucks. You wasted one.
There's something that was written on a piece of paper that said that once.
With respect, narrator, I got this.
He's still talking to the moon. What the hell is literally?
I can't remember. Like the Watcher in What If, just like respectfully, like what? You can see me.
And Boris is just.
Wait, are we all hearing that voice? Normally, I thought it was just me, but you're hearing it too.
I thought it was my own internal.
Is that what Sweetwater does?
No, that's what sobriety does.
It makes you hallucinate.
Yes.
Oh, the DTs got you. No, what? I forget what Sweetwater does. Explain it to us all.
Loudly enough
for Kestis to hear. Kestis, we're on Sweetwater.
Huh?
Check one, check one in wagon 2.
What? I'm in wagon 3, I think.
Shit.
Wait, hold on. Who are you? What? What's going on?
All right, buddy. It's me, God. And I'm here to tell you what's happening to your body as it's growing right now.
It's me.
Is the God of Moses? What God is it? Is this the Vox or is it the Moon?
The
or?
God of Moses, who's, the Hebrew God.
Who's Moses?
Oh, we're just putting that in my canon now. Apparently,
yeah. Go ahead. And say otherwise. Say otherwise. I dare you.
Say you won't.
Yahweh is in the pantheon of this world.
Jeez.
Which God is this? Is it the moon or it's the
whichever
fox?
One you can hear is the one that's speaking.
Well, that's what I thought. That's what I was asking.
Oh, okay.
I'm yelling. Are any of the guards pissed that I'm yelling from one cart to the next?
There is a moment where there's a bang on the top where they're like, "Oh, I shot it!" As you guys are yelling,
is that another god? Who's that other person?
As far as you're concerned, right now, yes.
Okay. Oh. Is that, are three gods?
No, this is me,
and
Connie.
A girl god.
Oh, hi, Connie.
All right, let's not get unrealistic.
A lady god.
there's a brief cursing before someone goes. Before one of the jailers goes, Zanta, do something about it. So, all right. And there's a little like mumbling and a sound as.
Does anyone have eyes on Zook?
Wait, tell me about Sweetwater. Real quick, before he does anything.
I have just a moment before he gets... Sweetwater, in a sense, what it does is it takes all of your magical abilities or anything that is not natural to you as a person, and it numbs it, and it dulls it to make you more
Barrios,
complacent or
five.
Flaccid.
Intelligence saving throw, Barrios?
You didn't have to say flaccid.
Just put that fear in your heart as well.
I've never been flattered before.
Well, I guess I won't have to use deflect missiles.
10.
7 points of psychic damage.
Oh, God! Never mind.
And the jailer says, next time it'll be worse! And the smaller voice goes, I don't really have the ability to shut it! All right, fine.
We're calling your bluff.
Yeah, tell you what. Why don't you take us off Sweetwater for 30 minutes and we'll see who's worse.
You can do that to me at least seven times.
I know. We have more hit points than you have spell slots.
Can Connie reach any part of any of these guys who's on his...
Connie that can't reach, am I right?
You probably...
Soon to be Connie Reacher.
There, There's a potential you could maybe reach one through the very end of one of the windows. However, your hands are bound, so you have to stick it through between a bar. So the bar is basically like restraining you from going further through the wall.
Ooh, it's one of those traps. You know the traps where it's like you can't get the nail through the thing? It's, you have to do it with your hands and figure out.
So
you gotta do the little, you gotta twist the horseshoes before you can get the
ring. You got it. The whole wall, the whole window is just puzzles.
Are they like, is the driver or guard, are they sitting like with their body touching the wall that I have access to?
You could assume so. You can't see them right
can
now.
Can I just take a look and see if any of those planks is like loose or maybe a little weaker than others?
Yeah, go ahead and make a investigation check for me.
14.
I mean, they're pretty sturdy, but there's not one specifically that makes you think that it's easier to break through or not.
Is there a flathead screw that looks like with the thinnest apparatus it could be twisted in reverse fashion?
No. Not that you can see in the dark.
I want to make a melee attack on the driver.
Sure.
Through the wall, like
Connie, I see what you're doing. One moment, please.
I'm gonna use knock to try to unlock it. It does not take any. It's instantaneous. The only component is verbal.
You're casting a spell.
I'm gonna try to
roll an arcana check.
You've got this. Inspire yourself.
I love when the DM says you're casting a spell.
I'm just clarifying. She just said I'm going to use
that. Unnatural 20.
Let's go.
You rolled just a straight arcana?
Mm-hmm. Roll an 18 plus 2.
He's going to make it at disadvantage.
No.
No?
No.
DC's not 25.
It's just a straight roll. What are you casting knock on?
The door that I'm assuming is locked, yeah.
Read me the...
You choose an object that you can see within range. Uh-huh. The object can be a door, a box, a chest, a set of manacles, a padlock, or another object that contains a mundane or magical means that prevent access.
Yeah.
A target that is held or shut by mundane lock is stuck or barred or becomes unlocked or unstuck or unbarred. The object has multiple locks. Only one of them is unlocked. If you choose a target that is held shut with an arcane lock, that spell is suppressed for 10 minutes during the time... the target can be open and shut normally. If you cast the spell, a loud knock or audible form, a loud knock audible from as far away as 300 feet emanates from the target object.
Sure. So go ahead and you cast knock.
On three.
You cast knock and you hear a from beyond the door, and the jailer who was mumbling to the spellcaster is like, "The fuck!" as he turns around and you hear it unlock.
As he's punching?
Did you roll the punch?
I guess.
She told me to wait.
Oh, so he's not punching.
Okay.
So the door unlocks. You hear the unlock of the door.
I'm tumbling out right now.
You go to the door?
Yeah.
You run into it.
Fuck.
You hear the jailer go, "You think we put just one lock on it?"
Knock. I shouldn't.
Keep spamming.
As he says that, he turns to the caster and goes, "Would you fucking do something about it?" And the guy goes, "But I didn't." Fine. And you hear a shuffling and another mumble. As how many hit points do you have?
45. But I'm gonna hide under everybody's feet so he can't see me.
Valid. She's tiny, and I'm blocking one of the windows, staring at the moon. Someone got a text.
You said 35?
45.
45? 45. Oh,
jeez. That's a beefy gnome.
That's what I'm saying.
Beefy gnome.
Oh, she stacked.
That's your current hit points?
Yes.
Okay.
He's trying to put you to sleep.
I love the DM questions today.
I hate
it. You're casting a spell? Okay. That's your current hit points?
Nothing,
think that's why?
Nothing happens to you. And you hear the jailer go, "How'd you do?" He goes, "Well, I didn't realize. Perhaps maybe my spells are fucking useless." As the wagon stops, And as it does, you hear the jailer hop off. And he trundles towards a wagon in front of you. You guys are in your wagon. After a few seconds, you hear the door open on that one. And you hear, "What's this? What are you doing? No, get off me!" As the jailer drags a prisoner out into the field, about 20 feet away from you guys. And he throws the guy on the ground and he looks at your wagon and he goes, "Oi! Listen up! The next idiot who decides they're going to try to get off my wagon train, I'll do this again." And he snaps his fingers.
Before he does that, can I try in person? I'm going to try one more time.
Go ahead.
Because I can see him.
Go ahead. Roll an arcana check. As he snaps his fingers, you hear, as a red bead hits the ground in front of this prisoner, a fireball erupts on the ground, and you hear the shrieks of a man who now is immolated.
What prisoner?
You didn't know him.
Somebody.
Prisoner number two.
The jailer looks at the corpse as it's burning on the ground, still twitching, looks at the wagons and goes, "Do I make myself fucking clear?" That's what I thought.
Guys, what happened?
Back on, back onto the wagon.
Oh, I don't know.
And rides away with the still smoldering corpse left behind you.
Turn and look at you guys. You go,
"Hard to believe, but he's actually the lucky one."
I really didn't know whether I should try to intimidate him to come open the door. I mean, he has to open the door to let us out.
And you tried to gnaw on Connie's arm 2 minutes ago.
You gummed Connie.
The next 10 days go by.
What?
Oh, God.
Oh, that's a long time.
You all, in a silent stupor, are trundled along this winding, dusty caravan through parts of Udall some of you have never laid eyes on. Until 10 days later, you arrive at a bustling port city. The sounds of canvas flapping in the sea breeze, the smell of salt and fish and spices fill the air. The wagons make their way to the port city, Bomberal, without issue. And one by one, they all pull up to these large docks where there are 20, 30, 40 ships all lined up. Massive, three-masted ships. And your wagons all are pulled up, and one by one, you're all pulled out of them. Blearily blinking in the night air. Most of your travel is done at night. During the day, they stop and rest, and then at night, they continue on.
Are we still getting glorp?
Every day, you are given a cup of the sweet water.
I'm not drinking it.
After one day, you will take a level of exhaustion for every day you do not drink it. After 4 days, you will start to lose hit points. I believe if exhaustion serves me, let me read.
Did the guards make perception checks every night? Because bandits would love a good old wagon train.
It seems as though they are
prisoners.
So sexy.
It seems as though they are thoroughly avoided by anybody. By night six, you will die.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Disadvantages
suck
day
down
one.
Your glory. Yeah, but by night speed is able to channel all of his powers.
By night five, your speed is reduced to zero.
I'm going home.
Don't.
So.
No, I just heard a sentence. I don't ever want to hear it again.
What was it?
Matt just begrudgingly said through his teeth, "I'll suck down your glory."
It's called Sweetwater.
Yeah, you want to hear that with enthusiasm.
We call it glorp.
It's not all right.
Not
reluctantly.
Everything in context. Yeah.
I'll suck down your glory.
I will suck down your glory.
We're done talking about this.
I will.
Moving on.
I'll suck down.
I want so badly to know.
We're just going to emphasize every word.
Me too.
I'll suck down your glorp.
I hated that one the most.
all?
The no. The
I like the directional one though. Real quick, I'll suck down your glorp.
I'll suck down your glorp.
I will suck down your glorp.
I'll suck down your glorp.
I'm gonna burn another prisoner.
I'll suck down your glorp.
I'm gonna burn another prisoner. I swear
we'll
to God.
Suck down your glorp to make that not happen.
Shut the fuck up.
Who's glorped you?
I don't care how many glorps I have to suck down. I'm getting off this wagon train.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Okay, go on.
The wagons make their way to the city of Bomrau. They approach the docks and pull up to a large three-masted ship. It's sails pulled up for the evening, a couple of lanterns lit on it. This ship looks a bit more ominous than the other ones, whereas most of them are built for speed or maybe transportation of some kind. This is a rather large and kind of almost boxy looking ship. Doesn't really look like it's built for much else other than just to move from one place to another and to take a beating along the way. You can see that some of the portions of this boat are covered in metal plates. There's even a spot that looks like at one point there was some sort of an explosion that happened on it quite a while ago, but it looked like there was an explosion that happened in the middle of it that was then repaired. But scrawled across the side of this in dark lettering, you can see this ship is known as the Wicked Bertha.
The Wicked Bertha?
Mm-hmm.
That's sickening.
B-I-R-T-H-E-R.
As you all are loaded up onto this ship, you're taken down into prisoner holds underneath, and these prisoner holds are, very simply put, benches that run across the length of the inside of the ship. Your feet are secured to iron rings into the floors. Your hands are still bound to each other, but not to anything else. And the ship departs that evening and begins to make its way out into the sea. As through the haze of your Sweetwater stupors, it begins to dawn on each and every one of you in some way, shape, or form, there is no going back from whence you came. And like it or not, you are now heading out to sea to a place known as the Void. And that is where we will leave you all tonight with whatever the rest of this journey looks like heading into the Void. With our party a little bit older and hopefully a little bit wiser.
Leveled up,
about dude. Trying to about trying to escape. But we'll see. We'll find that out next time. Until then, thank you all so much for playing. Thank you all so much for watching and listening. This has been the Wild Magic School Bus. Good night, everybody.
Glorp.
Been listening to the Wild Magic School Bus. We hope you've enjoyed our little show as much as we've enjoyed making it for you. Be sure to come back Mondays each week for a new installment, and make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review while you're there. Those things help us out a whole lot. And if watching is your thing, no judgments here. Our YouTube channel has all the content you need. Speaking of following, you can follow the show on social media too. Just search the Wild Magic School Bus, and when you do, make sure you say hi. Want more than the average listener? Then our Patreon is the place for you. You can get early access, ad-free episodes, and a whole lot more when you join us on the bus. Thanks again for listening. See you next week.
Talking about touching your tools off.
No, that's a very important part of machining.
You don't follow me all day.
It is a very important part of machining.
Yeah, check the corners of your end mills.
Uh-huh. It is.
What are you talking about?
It's just hilarious to look another man in the face and say, I'm going to go over here and touch this tool off.
Go ahead. Don't touch your tool off. See what happens, you jack wagon.
What is touching your tool?
You have to tell the machine how tall a tool is. Otherwise, the machine will try and send that tool to the center of the earth. And that's expensive.
I busted a lot of end mills because I'm working on like CNC and I was doing the programming.
Yeah.
So it was like, if I fuck this up, I'm going to break 6 end mills in a row.
Yep. Yep. When I first started, our programmer said, hey, treat every program like it's bad until you know for a fact that it's good. Mm-hmm. So that's just what I tell Calvin. And anytime I've ever been like, yeah, there's a program in there. Probably take it slow.
Walk it down.
One of the last jobs I did while I worked there, they got more complicated in the month that I was like, this is my last month and then I'm done. And I had this job where I needed to drill. I needed to get a 3-inch diameter hole out of the center of this piece. And my boss was like, well, I got this 1.5-inch drill. You want to start there? I was like, I don't think I do. I don't think I do. So I was just anxious for like 3 days with this, I mean, big old with like a, you know, a bit on the end of it. But I was like, we don't have replacement parts for this. If I break this, like, I just have to kind of come up with a new.
How deep do you have to go?
It was like 2 inches.
Oh, do you end mill the shit out of it and just ramp that thing super, super slow? Yeah.
So as soon as I was through, I was like, now I'm just going to end mill.
Yep.
Like,
I just
was tense for 3 days.
And it's always so loud when it's making those cuts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's everybody swears to me that this is fine, but it doesn't seem fine.
The enthusiasm with which they're going and continuing this conversation makes me want to hit them.
Well, dude, because there's this... Okay, you talked about Doctor Who a few weeks ago, and I pointedly said to Michelle, I'm trying to become less toxic. So I didn't shit talk Doctor Who once. I let you guys have your moment.
Is it a shit talkable thing?
No, Doctor Who? Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it.
I've watched every episode.
Drew, say your thing. We need a.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.